Yo, good morning, everyone. This is Jack from the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review, and this is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This last tune that is ending now is Interlock by Glass Domain. I've got some weirdo, quirked up electronic lined up for y'all today. I got some minimal synth and some kind of cold wave synth pop type stuff. I think you'll like it. Actually, I don't know. I don't know if I'll go that far. But keep it locked for an hour anyway, because I'm going to have tunes. This is Dead Eyes, opened by Severed Heads from their incredible record Since the Accident.
Dead Eyes opened, and Mahunt fled out to the deserted shore.
All right. So far, I think you've probably gotten a sense of what I'm playing today. A lot of tape hiss and a lot of people who don't really know how to sing. In other words, minimal wave. But those last few songs, the second one, once again, was Dead Eyes Opened by Severed Heads. You're going to be hearing more Severed Heads today, because I've been hearing a lot of Severed Heads lately. Then The Lonely by Molly Nilsson. You'll be also hearing more from her. And that last track was Do I Sad by Geneva Jacuzzi. And once again, that won't be the last Geneva Jacuzzi you hear today. But I have a couple classics on this playlist for today, including this. This is Cherie by Suicide from their incredible, legendary record, Suicide. And yeah, I mean, it speaks for itself. It's some of the freakiest, one of the progenitors of like freak music in general, honestly. I've been listening to it a bit lately. But yeah, I'm gonna just let the songs play. I'll be back on the mic before long. I'm gonna do some talking around the middle of the show, but I'm gonna keep the talking a little lower than usual because I'm just having fun listening to this music. Once again, this is Cherie by Suicide. Cherie, Cherie. Together, baby. I love you. Oh, come play with me. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. I love you. I love you, baby. Oh, I love you. Cherie, Cherie.
Woo! seizures are symptoms of brain disturbance, and obviously the most effective means of eliminating seizures are those which eliminate the underlying cause. The brain has a very limited repertoire of response to inimical influences. These include membrane depolarization, any condition which may lead to instability of the cell membrane equilibrium may result in seizures, and the causes include metabolic disorders, structural disorders, mass disturbances, inflammatory and toxic influences, to name a few, many of which are potentially reversible by specific and appropriate treatment. The majority
All right, I'll hop back on the mic for a minute just to talk about those last songs and do a special little PSA. And by that, I mean a regular PSA. I last talked to y'all in the beginning moments of Cherie by Suicide. After that, I followed with Epilepsy 82, once again by Severed Heads, and then the Diamond Song by Molly Nilsson. And right now playing is Progression by Dean Blunt and Inga Copeland off of their, I believe, 2010 album, The Attitude Era, which you can't find on Spotify. But back in high school, I used to be listening to this all the time. It's like 90 minutes long, but and it's all like disorganized, scattered, but very cool, minimal stuff. I love their work together, you know, it's great. There's always like a little underarching sense of like dubbiness to it, and I think that's just a really cool way to go about like lo-fi tape music type of stuff. But yeah, anyways, there does come a time in every great radio show where I gotta do a PSA. And I'm going with Old Reliable today, the ladder safety one. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/laddersafety. This was a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. And perfect timing, just as I finish my PSA, so begins the classic track, 20 Jazz Funk Greats by Throbbing Gristle from their record, 20 Jazz Funk Greats. And I think I'm going to hop back on the mic for the next track to do my obligatory talking about basketball time. But until then, I'll let you listen to this track. I've been talking to a few friends about whether or not they knew who Throbbing Gristle was, and I've been mildly surprised by some of the results. But this is this is Throbbing Gristle, basically. Alright, that was a little taste of Throbbing Gristle for those of you at home. And right now, behind me, I've got You Are by Minimal Man playing. And I'm going to talk over it because I feel like talking about basketball, and this was a song that I sure like, but I sort of put it on this playlist as part of the, with not the express purpose of, but partially with the purpose of talking over it and the intent to do so. But yeah, for those of you, following basketball, the Orlando Magic's, 9-game win streak, franchise record tying has ended. But we're still up. We're like the second or third team in the Eastern Conference right now, which is so awesome. I'm just happy about it. I was watching some in-season tournament last night, which I think it's very funny that they decided to roll out this kind of brand new tournament kind of thing in the season. And like, they couldn't think of a better name for it than the in-season tournament. They couldn't call it like, I don't know, the NBA Cup even, or something like simple. But they call it the in-season tournament, and they keep saying that in like all the promotional material. It's very clunky and like very funny, if you ask me. But the Indiana Pacers upset the Boston Celtics last night, which I mustn't lie, I was a little glad to see. Because I don't feel bad for the Celtics. They're a great team, and any Celtics fan has had plenty of hope in their team and a lot to look forward to. And they're absolutely title contenders this year for like the real playoffs and stuff. But I really like that Pacers team. Tyrese Halliburton, he's a Midwestern guy like me, and he plays for a Midwestern team, and it's perfect. I think that they're a match made in heaven, and I've really enjoyed watching Halliburton get better and develop his craft and play alongside that team. And unfortunately, the Sacramento Kings also lost to the New Orleans Pelicans last night. I really like both of those teams, but the Kings are just so fun to watch. Although it gets a little infuriating sometimes because they really don't play very good defense. So you're watching like the most beautiful offensive basketball that you've seen in so long. And then whenever they turn the ball over, or whenever they score, it just goes back to like bad defense land, and that kind of sucks. Anyways, this Minimal Man song is ending, and the song behind me that's about to begin is Rio Grande by Delroy Edwards. But I'm gonna talk over this one too. It's quick though. But with the Pelicans, Brandon Ingram against the Sacramento Kings defense looked like Kevin Durant out there, and I know lots of fans like to make fun of him, kind of call him mini KD. But nevertheless, he should not be. He's a great player, but he should not be scoring like that against your team. It's a bad sign. But I'm excited to kind of see where the in-season tournament goes, because I don't really. It's just kind of a. It's brand new. No one really knows what's gonna come of it. I think the Suns and the Lakers are playing tonight. I hope the Suns win that. And then I think. Man, I don't know who else is playing. It'll be the other Eastern Conference teams. But yeah, it's a little complicated so far, but it's cool. The Knicks and the Bucks. I hope the Bucks blow the Knicks away just for fun. I don't even hate the Knicks very much. I just think that it would be fun to have like an Indiana-Milwaukee Midwest slugfest on the national stage. 'Cause it'd be cool. I like when the Midwest is up, you know? But yeah, I've got like 20 seconds left in this song, so I guess I'll just like talk through it. I'll introduce my next track. I've got another Severed Heads song, We Have Come to Bless This House. If you haven't been able to tell, I've been listening to a lot of Severed Heads. They're really good, and I like that they get into kind of dance music territory, because a lot of early electronic music like this just kind of stays in like experimentation land and doesn't really get into like percussive fun dance music, and this has one foot firmly in each, and I love that. So once again, this is We Have Come to Bless the House.
my dry fear.
Hop on the mic real quick just because I've got a pretty good batch of songs rounding out the playlist today, so I don't want to be talking over all of them. That last track was Greek Ambassador by Geneva Jacuzzi, and this is Girl by Suicide. So as you see, we're sort of staying in the same pocket of artists this this show because, frankly, I'm still kind of exploring minimal wave and minimal synth and all that. And I only know so much, but I really have been enjoying it, so I wanted to make a show out of what I do know and what I have been enjoying as of late. So, yeah, I don't know. I think that I don't really have too much to say, but I want to talk because I haven't talked much today, and that's so crazy. I don't know. I would say if there are any minimal synth or minimal wave fans out there, check out Severed Heads for sure. That's my big recommendation, and I think not everyone knows about them, but their record Since the Accident, once again, really, really just excellent weirdo pop music. And by that, I mean like pop music in the way that I use that term, where it just means nothing and it's just music I like, rather than having any bearing on genre or anything. Because all music is pop music as far as I'm concerned. But yeah, I think I'm going to let you guys listen to the rest of the song. I'll be back on the mic, but keep it locked for 15-ish more minutes, because I have 15-ish more minutes worth of tunes and 15-ish more minutes worth of time left in my radio show. But yeah, I'll be back on the mic in a couple songs to do some closing remarks, do some comments. I don't know. You know. You know. I don't know why I'm acting like you don't know, because I know you know. I don't know if that's true.
Oh, girl. Touch me soft. Oh, you know how. Oh, yeah. Oh, girl. Oh, girl. Yeah. Oh girl. Oh girl. Stories that the dead person is not really dead, and that is okay too. But of course, everyone dies, and you will too. When you say, I want this, or I feel this, you are talking about yourself. You might think that yourself is different from the rest of the world, or you might think that you are just a little part of the world. But when you die, yourself dies, and so does your view of the world. So you won't have a world or a self or any thoughts about either. You just won't exist. When you die, you won't cry anymore. You won't worry anymore. You won't care about anything or want anything. You won't be able to enjoy being dead, though, because you won't be anything, only dead. That is why you should love life. There are lots of things in life that seem bad. But since life only happens once, and there is only one you, live life while you can, no matter what happens. If you feel sad, at least you can feel sad. If you are worried, at least you can be worried. You exist. You are alive. If you love life this way, when it comes time to die, you will be happy because death is the perfect end to life. Life is only good because death ends it. So live and love life, because you don't even know how, when, or why, but since you're alive, you're going to die.
Alright, I lied about getting on the mic. One more time, I just wanted to briefly talk about how much I love that song, which is Untitled by Hype Williams from the record One Nation. One Nation was an album that I think I found a lot of comfort in throughout high school. Just the strange lo-fi grittiness of it all is really, really like beautiful to me. I remember going to the Cincinnati Art Museum at least once. I'm from Cincinnati, for those listening and unaware, which is probably like zero people. And listening to One Nation by Hype Williams, and it was really excellent. Just a really great experience around the end of my time in high school. And I think of home when I listen to One Nation. And that song particularly features a sample of some spoken word by performance artist Vito Acconci. And I'm still not entirely sure how I feel about that guy. He was weird. But then again, most performance artists were. And I'm going to stop talking now, because I'll be back on the mic in a minute to do my actual closing remarks. This is Jaton by No Unauthorized. And it's just some really plain and simple, great, minimal synth stuff. Et le mannequin qui spire sur tout refaire ses fêtes. just a couple words before we go. This is Won't Somebody Take Me Out Tonight by Molly Nilsson from These Things Take Time, her debut record, which I've been listening to a lot. It's been providing me a lot of warmth in this cold winter. And this song particularly is my favorite. I think it's just really, it's very nice. I really like it. Just a reminder, this has been Jack, and this has been the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. Yeah. Thank you to everyone listening. I hope you all have a great day if you were listening. And if you weren't listening, I also hope you have a great day. Stay warm. Keep working on those finals. We got this, guys. We're going to make it. And if you've got the extra hour today, keep it locked for yet another hour. Because after me will be Fast and Loose with Nate. And he always kills it. So definitely make sure to stick around for that if you get the chance. And my final track today, just to wrap things all up, is going to be So Low by Carol. Just more of what you've been hearing, and I hope you enjoy it. I hope you've enjoyed everything today. I hope you enjoy the rest of today, and I hope you enjoy your life. That's all I gotta say. Go Magic.